Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the doomsday hoax. That is the climate change doomsday hoax. And we were talking about it just before the news break of what is taking place in Sri Lanka and other places around the globe. And it's as a result of United Nations stepping in through the World Bank and basically using money to intrigue other nations to join in the climate change hoax that then destroys their economy, destroys the food production, destroys the food and the water scenario, and causes major, major famine. That's taking place in multiple places around the globe today. And we have on the line with us Greg Youngblood. Greg's one of our 4 sons. Greg resides up in the, the southern tip of heaven? Is that what you call it, Greg?
The Great Houston Valley, the Great Smoky Mountains, the Southwest Territory, the southern tip of heaven. It's absolutely astounding. But if you're from the Northeast, or you're from the left coast, forget everything I've said. We've got really big snakes here. Bears wander up in your yard at night. Skunks are on the loose. Bed bugs are running people out of their homes. Y'all really don't want to come here if you're a Northeastern or a left coaster. All right, so just forget all the good stuff I said.
Well stated. I like that. In fact, there was a sign someone sent me the other day, a picture of a sign that's supposed to be at the border of South Georgia and North Florida that says, you're welcome to Florida, but something to the effect, leave your politics with you, or vote like we do in Florida, but something of that nature, saying you're welcome, but don't bring your political vote with you.
Remember why you came. Vote red.
That's it. I thought that was a pretty good sign. Greg, we're talking about the climate hoax, and I read very carefully 41 times that they were wrong since 1967. About the climate change, or the climate hoax, or the Green New Deal, however you want to call it. All of it is the same thing. It's trying to control the nations with that. But it's fascinating, Greg, that you find in the scripture, and I had read that earlier. Let me read it one more time to set the pace. In Genesis 8:22, while the earth remained, its seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. But yet we have those that are supposed to be smarter than God that says it's going to cease, that'll change, and we're going to get sheets of ice in America and around the world. A few years back, Al Gore made mega millions off his predictions, but it never came to fruition. Have the same thing taking place today. But the thing that I want our listeners to understand, Greg, is that according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 through 18, it is the Lord Jesus Christ that created everything that's visible, everything that's invisible, everything that's in the earth, on the earth, and beneath the earth. And by him, the scripture says in Colossians 1:13-18, by him, speaking of Jesus, he holds everything together. He is the divine superglue. And our listeners need to understand that our old globe is rotating, and if we got 1 degree closer to the sun, we would all melt. If we got 1 degree further from the sun, we would all freeze. So what holds it in that consistency is none other than the power of God himself. The Lord Jesus Christ created it. The Lord Jesus Christ is God come into flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that controls it. And I say that to ease the minds of every listener, especially if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. If you are a professing Christian, we need to depend on God and not government. We need to believe in the Savior and not science, as it is called. It's voodoo science. We need to trust God and God's word rather than that. Greg, one of the things that our listeners need to understand, and I think you'd be the ideal one to walk through that for them, is that we had what was called the Paris Climate Accord that was in place by the Obama-Biden, tyrannical move when Obama was the president, Biden was the vice president, during that administration, put us under the Paris Climate Accord. Immediately when Donald Trump came into office, he took us out of that. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says President Trump announces U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. That was June 1st, 2017. The article said today Donald J. Trump announced the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Further in the article, the president vowed that the U.S. would remain in its position as a world leader in clean energy while protecting the economy and strengthening the workforce. The Paris Climate Accord cost the U.S. economy nearly $3 trillion in reduced output, over 6 million industrial jobs, and over 3 million manufacturing jobs. What is the Paris Climate Accord that President Trump took us out of, and now Sleepy Joe Biden has put us back in? The article I'm looking at says, U.S. rejoins the Paris Accord. Biden's first act sets the tone for an ambitious approach. February the 19th of 2021, Biden said, make no mistake, returning to the Paris Climate Agreement is not merely symbolism. It's an act cloaked in powerful and political significance. What does the Paris Climate Accord mean? Speak to that for just a moment, then we'll take our next caller.
Well, the Paris Climate Accord is a follow-on to Kyoto Protocol from years ago. And there in Kyoto, Japan, they came up with a series of different things. First off, they came up with a series of white papers that identified what they considered a calamitous or disastrous course that the world was on or is on, and they identified carbon as the carbon emissions as the primary culprit for a warming planet. Now, again, it's warmed, it's cooled, it's warmed, it's cooled. It never stayed stagnant, okay? It's warmed and cooled forever, as long as creation's been in existence. However, the follow-on at Paris was targeting a series of maximum gains, if you will, in carbon emissions and targeted reductions over the course of the next 50 years. Of course, China, which has been building coal-fired generation plants left and right, more so than the rest of the world combined, they've been building coal-fired plants, and they tell us, you know, they are on this game with us. They want to do this with us. They want to reduce emissions with us, reduce pollution and carbon. You know, by the way, that's a real sticky subject. If carbon is a pollution, carbon dioxide is a pollution, then you as a human being are a polluter. Understand, you're breathing out carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. So that is how these folks view you. At the end, you are the carbon that they would like to reduce.
Yes.
But in these goals, in these targets, understand the United States, leaving the Paris Climate Accord, said, hey, we're fine, folks. We've actually been reducing our carbon emissions. Did you know that? We've actually been on this trail to cut. And a lot of it has to do with natural gas. We used to burn the stuff off as a waste product when we drill a well. These days we capture it, compress it, put in containers, and use it to burn in generation plants, to burn in our homes and everything else, keep our homes warm, to keep generation plants cranking out energy, you know, to charge up those Tesla automobiles, I guess. But the reality is we are actually on a good track, good course, if you believe that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Again, I consider that a highly speculative subject. And they admit, the scientist. We got to trust the science. You know, Dr. Science said we got to trust the science and wear the mask and get the 14 jabs, and he's had COVID twice now. But in any case, got to trust the science. Even the scientists say that carbon dioxide in a global analysis is to blame maybe 1/600th of what moisture in the atmosphere is, but they can't track moisture the same way, and they can't attribute it, they can't put a value on it the same way that they can carbon dioxide. So they pick something, by the way, that affects every single one of us, because if they can control carbon dioxide, they can control you. I have news for you, folks. If they can control that, and if they can take away your firearms, you'll be a whole lot easier to control when you're starving, standing in a food line, and unarmed. You'll be much easier to put into a boxcar at that point in time. This is what this is all about. This is controlling you. It has nothing to do with mega industry, mega agriculture, mega, you know, corporate entities operating internationally. This has to do with controlling you and me. That's all it has to do with.
Absolutely. And Greg, touch on this, and then we'll take Kevin is on the line. We'll take Kevin in just a moment. But all of this is orchestrated and put under the umbrella of control out of the UN. And the UN makes the determination, the decision, and there's a carbon tax that must be paid. And I understand people like John Kerry flying to and fro in his multiple jets that he owns and his fleet of jets. He pays an advance payment to the UN in order to continue to fly his jets, paying for his carbon footprint, his carbon tax, if you will. That will affect every human being in America with a major, major, major cost, and it puts America at the disposal of and at the discretion and decision-making of the UN thugs rather than it being done by the voters, we the people in America. Ponder that for just a moment while we take our caller. Kevin, I believe you're on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Sounded like we lost Kevin.
I guess Kevin didn't want to hang out with us. Yeah. The reality is if these folks get their way, they will continue to fly their jets around the world and go in their limousine entourage all over the place and get in their multi-million-dollar, half-billion-dollar, billion-dollar yachts. The roads just won't be near as crowded, and the tributaries and the lakes and the oceans won't be so crowded with you little people, you little plebes, you little world subjects. You're no longer a citizen with rights under their way of thinking. You're a subject, and you're a subject to their whims and their wills. You're a subject to whatever would benefit them the most and make them another $1 billion. Do you think that John F. Kerry is going to give up one thing? Not at all. His money has money. And because of that, he and his ilk, and even AOC has adopted this ideology, I believe partly because she believes that she is a rightful master. She would be a rightful oligarch in this new world. She would be the one, because she's got a Boston University economics degree. Oh, my goodness. If I were there running Boston University, I would recall the degree, except for the fact that's exactly the rubbish that Boston University is putting out calling education.
Yes.
Listen, Lord help you if your child has been sent off to Boston University or any of these others that teach this leftist ideology and send your kids home believing that you're an idiot and they're a genius. This woman couldn't make change at a McDonald's unless the power on and the machine, you know, told her what change to make. I mean, this is the woman that probably wasn't a very good bartender, but I understand before she entered Congress, the woman couldn't afford to rent an apartment in D.C., wanted to see if she could get an advance on her paycheck and rent her first apartment. But she believes, because she has a Boston University economics degree, she believes that she should be able to rewrite the entire system of economics and capitalism around the world. Now, that ideology in mass numbers is a very dangerous thing. If it were just AOC, if it were just Bernie Sanders, but no. Folks like Cloward and Piven have put these things, and those Columbia University professors many, many years ago in the 60s that had the idea of overwhelming the system in order to collapse the system in order to rebuild it the way they wanted to rebuild it. Understand, they've been at work in your children's life teaching them this rubbish for decades.
Hold your thought there for just a moment, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Greg Youngblood, one of our four sons. We're talking about a subject today, doomsday hoax. We're talking about climate change as the doomsday hoax. I believe we have Aaron on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me. So I wanted to call in with a major bombshell statement. The solution to the whole climate change is very simple. Now, what we had to do is just stop eating red meat. We got to stop driving these nasty gas-guzzling vehicles. And the third and most important step of them all is we need to pay more in taxes. Now, especially number three, we just have to pay more in taxes. And when we do all three of these things, the government, get this, the government is going to lower the temperature of the earth and save us all. Now, of course, I'm being facetious and making a joke of it all, but honestly, that's the reality that the powers that be want us to believe. And, you know, emotional thought here is that two of the world's most biggest polluters, especially of ocean pollution, is two of the most densely populated countries, being India and being China. What's the Paris Climate Treaty say about that? What's the UN say about those two countries and their pollution problems? Because as was mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the U.S., we've taken major strides to reduce our carbon footprint. Now, we saw this during the whole COVID pandemic. We have legit journalists questioning the WHO about certain things, and whenever they mention Taiwan, as a matter of fact, they pretend to cut the broadcast and move on to the next question. So, you know, at the end of the day, we kind of know who's pulling the strings in all of it, and this is just a coordinated attack and a coordinated conquest that the government's facilitating, and eventually it's going to end in our destruction. Unless we have people and we have great minds like are on this radio show, and we'll speak up and inform the masses.
Aaron, you're exactly right. You're on target with spot on with what you've said. And one of the things that our listeners need to understand, the whole game plan is for the globalist reset elitist that want to put every nation under the thumb of an elitist few. What they do not realize is that eventually they will be displaced by the one tyrant called the Antichrist that will rule the globe. But we're watching the puzzle pieces being put into place by the globalists today, and they're using the doomsday hoax called climate change to do so. And it's simply an approach that is taken to control and bring about submission, and it's being done today in America. And I'm noticing in the article, it says, this is Biden and putting us back under the Paris Peace Accord. It says the new target is 2030, President Joe Biden's commitment to reaching the net zero emissions by 2050 will be the guide rails for the U.S. economy and society for decades to come. Coming back to the Paris Peace Accord really means no longer America first, this writer says in this article. And that's exactly right. It's bringing America to America last and not America first, because none of the other nations are following that. And yet the UN saying nothing of what China's doing, what India's doing, and other nations like that. Aaron, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Greg, I am concerned with our listeners, with the potential number of them that simply will turn on radio or television and believe what AOC and others say and be all concerned about it and uptight in relationship to the world coming to an end in 12 years. And that might. The world could come to an end tomorrow. The Lord Jesus Christ could return at any moment. There could be the sudden seizure called the rapture of the church, where we're suddenly snatched out, going to the days of 7 years of tribulation with the Antichrist ruling and reigning with a dominating iron fist. And then the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know. But the whole point is that AOC and others claim that it's 12 years. They claim to have some inside knowledge of when the world is coming to an end. And they base it on fiat phony science. In fact, I'm looking at one article, Greg. Tucker Carlson dealt with this. He said, physicist to Tucker Carlson, climate change is fiction. It is a fiction of the media. Top politicians have never read science. They can't read science. And in fact, in the article, it says the physicist pointed out that the politicians love to throw around the term existential threat. when it comes to the topic of climate. But he argued that the government officials like Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are unqualified to raise the issue at such an extreme. I don't think the scientists say what Secretary Pete thinks he says. It says, he said, in fact, I can guarantee you he's never read the science. In fact, I can guarantee you that Senator Sanders, President Biden, Ambassador Kerry, Secretary Gunham has never read the science, because you need to be a scientist in order to read the science. And in fact, when you read it, there's very little in the terms of extreme weather that's changed over the past decades, end quote. Greg, how do you respond to that? What is the, if we're looking at this, we're noticing what is happening in America today with the food shortages, with the distribution problems, with the fuel shortages because of no fuel. We're looking at, as I call it, the three shortages or the famines, the fuel famine, the food famine, and the financial famine. Is this something that would normally happen if it were not orchestrated? Do you believe that it's orchestrated by the government through the powers to be via the United Nations to bring all nations under subjection to the global power?
It absolutely is an orchestrated series of events. It's not a single thing, and it didn't start yesterday. It didn't start with the Biden administration. This has been going on for decades. It has just become more pronounced. I think the Trump administration scared the left to death, and they go, if we don't move faster, we'll not be able to have this complete authoritarian dictatorial control. We must get it done now. And I like what Aaron had to say. The reality is part of this attention needs to be put on China. China is the second largest economic power in the world after the United States, but they're catching up on us very quickly. We've assisted them greatly over the past 30 or 40 years with most favored nation trade status. And they, in the midst of this climate chaos that the left would like to have us believe, they've said, hey, we're on board with you. We'll start cutting emissions in the year 2050. We'll reach peak carbon in 2050. That means they're going to build as many plants, coal-fired generation plants and other plants as they possibly can. Understand what they're saying is, we're going to bury you. We're going to own more energy than you could possibly wrap your minds around, while at the same time, you're cutting your energy sources. You're going through disastrous consequences because you're cutting and cutting and cutting, trying to replace it with windmills and solar panels that will not work. First off, they're not clean and green, but you can't produce enough electricity that way, nor can you store it and then use it when it needs to be used, during the dark hours when some of you folks actually want to run your air conditioners and charge your electric cars. But on the other subject, the idea of this being orchestrated, understand, decades back, we started down this path of ethanol, where we take corn that you're supposed to eat, and we're converting it into fuel. First off, it's not economically feasible, and it's not environmentally feasible, and it's not globally food feasible. You understand? Because we're taking millions of acres of land that would grow one variety of corn, we grow a different variety of corn, and we convert it into fuel. And the fuel is a substandard fuel. The environment is not being done better, and we're not enhancing our food supply nationally or internationally. We're doing all the things that would create shortages and drive up cost, and also be environmentally, if you believe all the, we're actually being providing in negative incentives for environmental good in doing what we're doing.
Hold your thought there just for a moment. Greg, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please. Hello, Kevin. Well, we're having a problem with the callers hanging on. Greg, let me touch on this and then finish your thoughts. Today, as I understand it, California Governor Gavin Newsom is directing the citizens in California to cease charging their electric vehicles at night because of the rolling blackouts, because of lack of energy, lack of power. In Texas last fall, there was a major problem with the electric vehicles because at a certain temperature, the batteries freeze and will not run the car. I also understand that we have lines and lines and lines in some places where electric cars are backed up waiting for hours and hours to be able to charge their vehicle. And all of this is being brought upon us as a result of the climate change hoax that is being perpetrated upon citizens. We have food shortages, famine all over the continent of Africa. We have major problems with power and energy and electricity in Germany, in France, and all over America today as a result of the Paris Climate Accord. What is the answer? Where do we go? How do we respond? How should Christians look at it? And what should we do as Christians? Should we be fearful? Should we take a stand? I know that's several questions in one. Respond to that, if you will, for our listeners today. I believe it's very important for us to understand it.
The scripture says, as believers, we're to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. In the midst of this, folks need to realize a lie when they see it. Understand that by their own admission, what we're really talking about here is about one half of 1 degree, and that's based upon the extremes of their algorithms, one half of 1 degree over the next 50 years. They admit that over the next 50 years, we're going to have a slightly warmer planet. And if we do all this stuff and crush economies globally and cause famines globally and cause tens of millions of lives globally and abandon beef, abandon poultry, abandon pork, abandon gas, abandon oil, abandon natural gas, destroy economies, if we do all this, then we can adjust the temperature of the planet by a maximum of about half a degree over 50 years. By the way, that's according to the best of the Kyoto Protocol white papers. I'm not pulling this one out of thin air. Go back and read it, folks. Half a degree. They won't tell you that on the news, because if they tell you that, you'll go, oh, my goodness, that's ridiculous. You want people to starve? You want people to die? You want us to give up our transportation? You want us to give up our autonomy over half a degree? That won't matter anyway. That won't matter anyway. The reality is the people that are doing these things, they're not the people that will pay the price. You and I will pay the price for their misdeeds. And Thomas Sowell had a great quote years ago. I'll say this, and I'll let you wrap things up. Thomas Sowell said, it is hard to imagine a more stupid or a more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong. I'll tell you today, AOC will pay no price for being wrong. Bernie Sanders will exit this universe in the next few years. He'll pay no price for being wrong. John Kerry will continue to fly all over God's creation. He will pay no price for being wrong. But guess who will pay a price? You will pay a price, and I will pay a price, unless you're willing to stand up and call them for what they are. They're liars. They're liars. They're trying to deceive you and your children and your grandchildren.
Absolutely, Greg. In wrapping up, I'm looking at a statement. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control the whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. This is a quote by Henry Kissinger. This article states the globalists already control the majority of the money, are moving ever so swiftly to convert energy system over into systems they are invested in, and have all been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. If they control the seed, they control the food. If they control the food, they control the digital ID that controls you and controls me. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we need to trust in God and not in government. We need to look to the Savior and not to look to science, as it is called today. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Greg, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
On 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM, you're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.